Good morning and welcome to our Community Connection. Hi, I'm Tom Davis. And today we're going to have a very special Community Connection. We're going to be talking about the COVID-19 virus and how it's been affecting our community so far. Now, what is the virus? Well, it is something that has been traced back to Wuhan, China. And with that in mind, there are a lot of things that we need to kind of go over here. First of all, it is a respiratory illness, and it can spread from person to person. And the virus causes COVID-19 is a novel coronavirus that was first identified during an investigation into an outbreak in Wuhan, China. Now, how do you protect yourself? Well, it's pretty easy, according to the Centers for Disease Control. You can protect yourself with everyday preventative actions. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, mouth, and your unwashed hands. Other tips, you need to wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds and use an alcohol-based sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol if the soap and water is not available. And if you are sick, you need to keep from spreading that respiratory illness by staying home and basically a 14-day self-quarantine. Cover your cough or sneezes with a tissue, then throw that tissue in the trash. Don't let it lie around. And also clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces like tabletops, maybe the arm of a chair, a doorknob, things that you just really don't think about. Now, if you've traveled from an affected area, there may be restrictions to your movement for up to 2 weeks. And if you develop symptoms during that period, fever or cough or maybe even some trouble breathing, you need to see a doctor. Get some medical advice. Call the office of your healthcare provider before you go and let them know what's going on so they can be prepared to receive you, too. Now, we have a lot of information that is right there on our website, which is BartlesvilleRadio.com. And you heard me just a little bit ago give you the postponements and the closings out of an abundance of concern. You see, right now, as it stands in Washington County, there are no known people with the coronavirus, okay? But in order to make sure that people have a good chance at staying healthy and maybe reduce the possibility of an incident occurring here in our community, folks have been taking some actions, and actually schools have been taking some plans as well in order to try to minimize the risk of this so-called coronavirus, otherwise known as COVID-19. Now, we're no exception here at our radio stations. In fact, here at K1, KYFM, KRIG, and KPGM, we've done what we thought was the best for our listeners and also for our sponsors, too. We were going to have the K1 2020 Cooking Extravaganza here in April, but we decided to, instead of canceling it, it's too much fun, we're simply going to move it down the calendar to September 1st, okay? And that's due to the health advisories that we've been receiving from the CDC concerning COVID-19 coronavirus. Now, you're going to hear some sound cuts from some of the people here at the radio station as to why. First of all, we hear from our sales manager, Tammy Brinkman, on the issue.
We're disappointed to have to postpone the cooking extravaganza to the fall, but we know that some people are at greater risk than others when it comes to health issues. We didn't want our loyal friends to not be able to come to the spring show or fear attending.
And also, we heard from one of our co-owners, Dory Potter. She had this to say.
With that in mind, we've decided to postpone the upcoming KWN Cooking Extravaganza to a time when everyone will be able to join us. For those who have already purchased tickets, just hold on to them. They'll be good for the September show. And should those with tickets not be able to attend the new date, refunds will be available at the radio station prior to August 1st, when tickets for the new date will be available.
And we encourage you to stay tuned to our radio stations, K1, KYFM, KRIG, and KPGM, because we're working very hard to make sure that you stay informed with what's going on with the latest news with COVID-19 coronavirus, with all the advisories, and how it may impact our local communities. As far as schools are concerned, As far as the secondary, elementary, and high schools are concerned, they're going by their advisories that they've been receiving from the state level. If students have been to a foreign country, level 2, 3 or so, they need to self-quarantine. That goes for staff. That goes for teachers. That goes for anybody who works near the school over this spring break that many are going to be taking into account. No schools have planned at this point to cancel classes. However, many schools in our area are working on getting a what they call social distancing or online classes ready for students just in case. It's in the planning stages, and it's not something that is going to be taking place here in the next week or so, to our knowledge. We're in touch with all of the school superintendents on this, too. So always stay close to your radio. Always stay close to us on Facebook and also on our website. Monitor your school's website as well, and they'll give you some direction, too. Now, as the coronavirus continues to stir up things in our community, and a lot of concern, too, around the world, our best bank in Bartlesville made the announcement that they're going to suspend the Friday Financial Forum. Well, until further notice. And it's out of an abundance of caution. There's nothing wrong at the bank. There's no one sick. It's just when the Friday Forum takes place, there are a lot of people in one huge room. And out of respect to you and your health and to everyone's well-being, they trust that you understand that the health and safety of their customers and associates is our Vest Bank's number one priority. And they mean that. So they're going to suspend the Friday forums for just a little while, too. Now, as far as the college campuses are concerned right here in our area, they're taking some precautions, too. Now, they have different ways of going about it here. First of all, we're going to talk about Oklahoma Wesleyan University and what they have in mind. And then we will go to what Rogers State University has going on, too. So we start with Oklahoma Wesleyan. Now, they're closely monitoring the COVID-19 situation. They're following the directives that they're receiving from state and local health departments. Dr. Dunn, we spoke to him yesterday, and he's simply asking right now the students, the faculty, and the staff to witness the gospel.
In the midst of culture canceling everything, literally all around you, you can't cancel Jesus and you can't cancel his help. It's not possible to do that.
And to implement a strategy of social distancing at Oklahoma Wesleyan University, classes will be taught online starting on March 30th. Now, this includes virtual instruction for traditional undergraduate, also adult evening, and adult and graduate studies. Now, the campus will not be closed, and this decision does not affect or extend spring break for Oklahoma Wesleyan University, which would be the 16th through the 20th. And most importantly, no members of the Oklahoma Wesleyan University community has been diagnosed with the coronavirus as of yet. Now, Oklahoma Wesleyan University administration continues to monitor the situation carefully, as all institutes of learning are doing. And the health and safety of their students, their faculty and staff, remains their highest priority as well. Now, with Rogers State University, here's what we're finding out. They've implemented a series of action plans that are intended to minimize the effects of the COVID pandemic at their campuses in Claremore, Pryor, and also here in Bartlesville. RSU Public Relations Director Brandon Irby had this to say.
The university wants to prioritize the health and well-being of all three of its campuses in Claremore, Pryor, and Bartlesville. This extension of spring break will allow us to implement some social distancing and allow for a healthy period of time following spring break travel to ensure that anyone who might come in contact with or be exposed to the virus in incubation time.
And at this time, there are no confirmed cases of the virus in the RSU community as well. Now, the university will extend their spring break by 1 week, and students only, though, because faculty, staff, and student employees will need to report to work on Monday, March 23rd. Faculty, staff, and student employees will use the week of March 23rd through the 27th to prepare for remote instruction. Remote instruction will begin the week of Monday, March 30th, and that will continue for a minimum of one week, and they're going to see where they stand on that. This is a very special edition of Community Connection. I'm Tom Davis, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors as we address the COVID-19 situation as it impacts our area at this point. No known cases in our area. And we check on that very, very regularly to make sure that we're bringing you the most up-to-date and accurate information. You'll hear this in our newscast, and from time to time, you will also hear the COVID-19-related closings and postponements as they come in. And you can always go to our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, for a complete copy of that. We update that information as soon as it comes in and as soon as it is verified. I want to thank you very much again for tuning in to this very special edition of our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. This has been Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and on Facebook Live, it is powered by Arvest. Our time now is 8:47.